Hey, it's Canzano. I appreciate that you listen to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe and also leave us some feedback. Rate us. Give us a review. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoy.
Initialize sequence.
Welcome to The Baldcast, a production of John Canzano's Bald-Faced Truth.
I'm going to throw a big question out to you guys later. You know that, like, I don't want to ruin this, but the internet's divided over this question. You know when you say chugga, chugga, choo-choo? Like, have you ever heard somebody say that, like, to make a train go? How many chuggas do you add before the choo-choo part? People are divided over that. Is it chugga, 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 choo-choo? Or is it chugga, chugga, choo-choo? Or does it depend how far the train's going? How many chuggas that you put on there?
I'll go with my gut right away. I was going chugga, chugga, choo-choo. So it's two.
Two.
Yeah, that's what I got. I mean, that's just
Adriana,
my gut.
Adriana, I'd go like three or four because my
I'm
train's
thinking
going
four.
Yeah, my train's going farther.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right, let's bring on a guy who would know such things about journeys. Scott Ruick, the Oregon State women's basketball coach. How many chuggas before the choo-choo?
Two. It's all about efficiency.
That train of yours is probably running on solar power too.
Zero to 60 quick. Explosiveness.
I love it. Bracket came out. First of all, I was really disappointed about how the bracket came out. What'd you think?
You can't control how the bracket comes out, so it just is what it is, and you play.
All right.
So I was glad it came out. It came out a couple hours early, which was interesting. And so, which I didn't even mind. I mean, I certainly would have loved to be with our people, but from a coach's perspective, that's two more hours that you know what you're doing. And you
I love
prep.
It. So, I love it.
So from that perspective, it was kind of nice just to see and get to work, you know. And so we're at home and we're on there and we're in there and you and I are talking and it's March 20th. And so that's all those things are great. So we're excited to get started.
Yeah, I wanted the fanfare. I wanted to see the parties. I feel like maybe it's nostalgia, but I feel like the college athletes that work so hard deserve that moment to kind of, especially some of the teams that are on the bubble, just kind of see their team flash up there and then celebrate. But I thought you guys did a great job. Whoever runs that social media account for women's basketball at Oregon State took the file photo of you guys celebrating and put it up there. I thought that was well played.
Agree. I liked it too. And so that was not what anybody wanted, of course. And it is sad, especially for people that in programs where it's your first time through, especially, but for everyone. I mean, this is Katie McWilliams' senior year. It's her last selection party, you know, that we didn't get to have. And so if you think about it too much, yeah, it can make you sad and be disappointed. We were going to be in Gill Coliseum this year using our big video board as the TV monitor. And so it was going to be different for that reason. And so, yes, not getting to do that was disappointing without question, you know. And so, but things happen. It's the way it goes in life, I guess. And so we can't control it. So you just move on and hope to create it again down the road.
I think that's such a valuable life lesson, because even for your players to kind of see that moment, like I like how quickly you looked for an advantage in what a lot of people, myself included, were seeing as a negative.
Yeah, I think that's all my years, I guess, of experience. It's those selection shows, to be honest, are really stressful. They're, you know, you have cameras on you, you're seeing a bracket for the first time, you've got to, you know, we all are human, so we all have emotions on what we see, whether it's the disappointment you talked about, or wow, that's perfect, or whatever you might think you can't show. And so because of that, it's stressful. And for me, almost it was, hey, I got to find out in my office before anybody else. I got to think through my personal thoughts and then just get on to what I need to be for our team, you know. And so, there's so many amazing life lessons in what we do. And we remind our team of that all the time, what we're doing and what we get to do for a group of 12 players and a staff of six or seven, working so closely together through all the ups and downs on a season that's the longest in college sports. You know, there's nothing else really like it. And so you get to learn to manage great things, bad things, the just day-to-day grind. And I don't know if there's anything else really that can teach you as much about life so quickly, with so many eyes on you. It's just an amazing thing to be a part of. And so we will never miss an opportunity to teach a life lesson.
Oregon State women.
Not anyway.
Yeah. Oregon State women's basketball coach Scott Ruick is with us. You will open up, you get Boise State in Corvallis. You're the 4 seed. They're the 13. Also in that same little bracket, or that little pod of the bracket, is Gonzaga, the 5 seed, and Little Rock, the 12. They will also be in Corvallis. They will start at 3:30, and then you guys will play, I guess, seemingly after that. When you see that bracket come out, and these are Saturday games, by the way, for people who want to get tickets.
And those are Eastern times, by the way.
Oh, but, okay.
12:30,
so 12:30.
2:30.
Okay, 12:30 and 2:30. When you see that bracket come out, do you focus just on Oregon State, Boise State, or do you say this is a little... This is a four-team tournament that'll happen over 2 days, and we got to emerge from this little four-team thing.
That's the tricky part of it, because it is a one-game season for everyone at this point, but you do get rewarded with another season after that if you win. And so as a coaching staff, we have to be prepared for anything that's coming. You have to look ahead, of course, and be ready. But me personally, I have 40 minutes that I have to get this team ready for, and that's all that really matters. That's all that matters. Should we win it, we better be prepared, you know, for what's next. And so we as a staff have all our bases covered, you know, and that includes me. I'll have a little bit of knowledge of everyone going into the weekend so I can best prepare everybody. But everything that's communicated to the team, anything we're focusing on, can only focus on the next 40 minutes. And so that's solely directed at the Boise State matchup.
Scott Ruick with us. What do you see on Boise State when you look at them on film?
Well, very good team. And I know everybody says that this time of year, but this is a team that's 28-4 that has won their conference. They've played exceptionally well all year. They're a veteran team, and then they're a veteran coaching staff as well. Gordy Presnell was the head coach at Seattle Pacific when I was at George Fox, and he was there before I got to Fox, and he had a national contender every year at Seattle Pacific. So I always looked at his program as kind of a, you know, it's a faith-based institution that is doing great things in the Northwest, and that's what I wanted to become. And so they were setting the bar at the D2 level, and then I wanted to do my best to set the bar at the D3 level. At a school that I saw probably were similar in some ways. And so I've always admired Gordy. And then he made the jump before I did to the D1 level. And I thought that was interesting. And so he kind of paved a path there that let me know that, A, it's possible. B, you can do it, because he's had success. And so he's an excellent coach. And you can just see his team. They play disciplined. Their guards are excellent. Their posts, while they're not the tallest players, they're excellent. Just their positioning, and so they're just a very good team. They're disciplined in the way they do things. Everything they do is sound, you know. And if you blink, they can make you pay. And so we've got our hands full Saturday for sure.
The way that you guys, you know, you came out of the regular season, you had a really nice win at home late in the season against Oregon. You go into Las Vegas and you lose that opener. Are you just not playing your best basketball there, or what was happening there?
Good question. That was a frustrating night for all of us. And Washington played well. I mean, they hit 13 threes that night. And I look at us, we were up 14 midway through the second quarter, and then we just lost some momentum and gave them hope going into the break. They'd cut it to 4 or 5, I think, at halftime. And then they just kept coming, you know. And when I looked back at the tape, it was more that we lost focus and got away from who we are on the defensive end of the floor. We made defensive mistakes, and a team that, you know, was playing as aggressively and confidently as they were with nothing to lose, and had a player like Peterson that went 11 for 13 in the game before ours and ours combined from three. If you blink, they're ready to take advantage of it. So we learned a really tough lesson. We can't get away from who we are. We've got to play the same way all the time. and especially on the defensive end. It's a team we held to 39 points on their home floor at the end of January, and we gave them 69 points on a neutral site. You know, so it was a tough lesson, but the team has responded well, like we do. A year ago, we had a similar experience, not quite a Washington. We lost to, you know, an Arizona State team that was a very good team, you know, in the opening round down there. And so hopefully we will capitalize on that adversity like we did a year ago.
Yeah, I wonder.
The tournament here.
I wonder about that because, you know, I think it's better, and you maybe, you know, maybe it never happens, it's better, but I think it's better that you get that before it's, hey, this can end your season. Like, that's a great teachable moment where, hey, we're up 14, but we still need to be locked in.
I agree with you. It is. I think it's. I'm disappointed that we needed it again, to be honest. I think this team has had enough experience. You know, I look back to a preseason game where Texas A&M over on our Maui tournament came out, and they were the more aggressive, tougher team and jumped on us early. And, of course, they're good. They're in the tournament. They're a top 20 RPI team, and they've got one of the best players in the nation on their team. And she came out and put 24 on us in the first half. I thought we learned a lesson there. You know, and then we are clearly a team that down the stretch of this year, I mean, we swept UCLA. We did what we did. The Civil War win you mentioned is, you know, this year it's not just a Civil War win. It's a win against one of the best teams in the country. You know, so we've done some great things. And when we have been committed to the defensive end, this team can play and beat anybody. And so to get away from that was, at that moment, was a little disappointing. But if that's what this group needs, to play our best basketball in this tournament, then I'm fine with it. But I just hope to see, you know, us grow from that and play at a higher standard.
I'm on OSUBeavers.com, and for listeners who want to see great women's college basketball, first two rounds of the NCAA tournament, you can get tickets now. You can see Oregon State play Boise State, and then Oregon State get the winner of Gonzaga and Little Rock. See how I'm doing that? I'm moving you forward. I'm using pen there. I really love how your teams historically have competed in the tournament. You seem to always get it together and get them playing well. Do you have a feel about this team, or do you never know until you get in there?
Well, I know that we're going to compete well. I'm confident in that. They have responded very well to adversity, without a doubt. And we've got incredible leadership. When you've got Katie McWilliams, Michaela Pivick, our two captains. You've got Slocum, Goodman, you know, Big Joe's playing great basketball. Taya had a breakout. I mean, Taya had been in a little bit of a slump the last month, especially offensively. Corsdale, that is, our starting four. And she played out of her mind against Washington. She had a phenomenal game down there. So I know she'll carry that momentum forward. And when you've got a team with the character that this team has and the experience now operating from a little bit of pain, I think that's a great place to be. I know that they love playing in front of their fans too. And so I'm excited about where we're at. Our practices this week have been outstanding, focused. So we're looking for great things. And I like where this team is, just like I have others.
All right. I wish you guys the best. I've got three daughters, and I was blown away when I've had a chance to be at Gill and see you guys compete. And then after the game, your players seem to take so much joy out of milling around the court and posing for photographs. And it's such a connective experience for fans who want to be there. Will they be allowed to do that with an NCAA tournament game?
I believe since we're the second game, you know, which is a little bit interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's a TV deal that the lower seed plays second. But I believe because we're the second game that they will allow that. It might not be quite as long because I know we have media requirements for everyone. After
media.
The game,
but, blow the media off.
So we look forward to being with everyone. And thank you for noticing those things. I mean, that's what this thing is all about. And so amazing role models on this team. And there's no place to play like Gill Coliseum. You know that. You've experienced yourself, and I appreciate the comments.
Yeah, and I go down to that news conference. I get better stuff up on the court anyway. Like, I don't want to sit around with a bunch of bald, fat guys down in the news conference. I'll go up on the court, and you get real flavor up there.
Yeah, you never know. He might just walk in.
All right. Scott Ruick, good luck to you this weekend, and we'll talk again next week.
All right. Thank you, John.
All right. There he is. Oregon State women's basketball coach. And again, if you want to get tickets, go to osubeavers.com. You can get tickets to see Oregon State play Boise State and then probably get Gonzaga in what will be a phenomenal matchup in the second round. Or if you want to go see the Oregon Ducks play at Matthew Knight Arena, same thing goes. Oregon is playing Portland State in the opening round. I think Portland State got done dirty. Like, if I'm Portland State, you're a conference champion, 15 seed. Oh, we're in the tournament. What do we get? Oh, you have to go play Oregon at Oregon. That's no fun. All right, leave it here. You got the bald-faced truth statewide. Chugga, 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 choo-choo. Chugga, 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 choo-choo. I think it's three. Three chuggas before the choo-choo. Chugga, chugga, chugga. What do you think? How many chuggas before the choo-choo? Bobby says chugga, chugga, choo-choo. Scott Ruick agrees with you. Adriana, how many chuggas?
Four.
Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
Yep.
Your train's going uphill.
Mm-hmm.
Needs a little oomph. The internet's divided on this. It is. You could Google it. Andrew's in Gladstone. Andrew, how many chuggas?
Eight. So here, listen me out.
Okay.
Chugga, 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 choo-choo.
I love that. I love it. It's a long time. It's a lot of chuggas.
That's the way, I think that's the way I remember it. I don't know.
I love that we're even talking about this. Appreciate the phone call. There's Andrew and Gladstone weighing in. Some people are saying it depends how far the train's going. Is the train going uphill? I don't hear anybody saying it's one. Chugga choo choo? No. Scott Ruick might try that. And I love how, by the way, I think we could all learn something from Scott Ruick. I love how he immediately took a negative, something I've been bellyaching about for 2 days. Oh, ESPN released the bracket early. They've robbed us all of this drama. It's bad TV, blah, blah, blah. And he immediately spun it into, you know what? They gave me 2 more hours to prepare. You got to get some film on Boise State a couple hours before. Because, like, if you're Boise State, or frankly, if you're Portland State, what you would love is for the announcement to be like 15 minutes before game time. They have no time to prepare for us. Don't know who we are. Get off the bus and get ready. But Scott Ruick also saying two chuggas. Here, let me do this because I have kids. Chugga, chugga, chugga. It's three, guys. It's three chuggas.
That doesn't make any sense.
Why?
Chugga, 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 choo-choo. No.
Yeah.
It's like chugga, 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 choo-choo.
Like, why does it have to have that pace to it?
Because that's just how it is.
No. And here's the thing. How far is this train? Is a train going uphill in your mind when it's doing the chugga? Or is it just leaving the station doing the chugga?
It has to be on a 2-4 beat because the choo-choo is a 2 beat. So it can't be 3 because that just knocks it all out of whack.
It's a little bit complicated.
Yeah, I'll go with hers. It has to be a 2. It's either 2 or 4. Your 3's out.
Chugga, chugga, choo-choo.
Yeah, it's either chugga, 2
chugga,
or
chugga,
4.
Chugga,
yeah,
choo-choo.
I'll go with her. Or it could be 8. It's got to be on that 2.
Since the dawn of time, little girls and little boys have been dragging their toy trains around their living rooms saying chugga, 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 choo-choo, or chugga, 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 choo-choo. And this question has the internet on fire. Some people say it's 5. Some people say it's 2. Some people say it's 6. Erica on Twitter says the answer is freaking 8. That's, you know what? She says that's the way. Is there a proper chugga to choo-choo ratio in your household? We should get a bunch of kids, put a train on the floor, and then fold our arms and listen.
There you go. I like it. We'll do like a case study.
I kind of feel like your train's slowing down, Adriana. Like when you do it again. Your train feels like it's slowing. Let me hear it.
It doesn't matter if it's slowing or going faster.
My train's taking off. Let me hear it. Let me hear your train.
Chugga, 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 choo choo.
Yeah, it feels kind of like it's pulling into the station. You know, it's been a long trip. Everybody's getting off the train.
Does that matter?
I don't think two chuggas is long enough to keep the train moving.
No, I'm with Scott Rook. It's there. It's getting there.
I don't think that train...
It is moving.
That train goes that chugga-chugga, choo-choo, and it just kind of glides about another 50 yards and stops.
Absolutely not. 0 to 60, man. We are out of there.
And by the way, if you say chugga slowly, it doesn't matter how many times you say it. The train still moves slow if you're doing chugga, chugga, choo, choo. That's a train. That's Adriana's train that's slowing down. Greg's on I-5. Greg, how many chuggas on the choo-choo?
John, it is 8 chuggas, bro.
Let me hear it. Let me hear it.
Chugga, 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 choo, choo.
That train's moving. That's a train that's getting up a hill. That's the little engine that could. Appreciate that. Love that people are into this. Ben's in Beaverton. Ben, how many chuggas?
I hate to break it to you, but it's going to be 3. If you're wanting to go with 4-4 time, it's got to be 3 because it's 2 syllables per chugga.
Oh, so great point.
Chugga, 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 chew, chew. 4-4 time gets you to an 8-bar count. Mm. That's why it's 3 chuggas and 1 choo-choo. And of every little engine that could book you read, it's 3 chuggas and a choo-choo.
Chugga-chugga, choo-choo. Chugga-chugga, chugga-choo-choo. I like your analysis of this. Do you have a background in music?
18 years in AV and audio mixing.
Got an expert, guys. Okay? Got an expert. What, Bobby? Bobby's shaking his head at you, Ben. What? What?
18 years in audio mixing? Okay, same here. I got that too. Got you, buddy.
Doesn't matter. Ben, I appreciate you, man, because you backed me up on that. Thank you for that. Doesn't matter.
I got you beat, though. I got more
by
than 18
years. Logic, though, but by that logic, people, any like just because you're older doesn't make you wiser. Okay?
No, I didn't say it did.
I'm not picking on you. I'm just saying if we follow that logic, we would be like anybody who's like 80 years old. Let's not argue with them. They are wise.
That's right. It's a good question, and people are really fired up about it. Yeah. I like it.
I appreciate them.
Yeah.
How many chuggas in the choo-choo? Plus, I want you to weigh in on athletes getting paid. Should we be paying these athletes? Does it open a Pandora's box? Mike in Portland's going to lead us off after the break. Plus, more of you telling us how many chuggas the choo-choo needs.
We interrupt this broadcast with a special announcement from the Bald Face.
Hey, sorry to interrupt the podcast, but if you want to listen to more of the Bald Face Truth Radio Show, including more of this segment that you're listening to, make sure you subscribe on SoundCloud and iTunes to the Bald Face Truth Radio Show. Thanks for listening.